And good evening, everybody. It is boys basketball action coming up your way next here on KTNC tonight. The Fall City Tigers are hosting the Lord Central Catholic Knights tonight on KTNC. Tonight in the girls' game, Lord Central Catholic beat Fall City 44-40. It will turn out to be a very good game, tough fought, hard fought ball game. Mount City girls had DeKalb tonight. DeKalb beat Mount City 47-29 in girls action. It was the East Atchison Wolves over Rockport tonight 62-22. The only score, do I even have a score on the Dell Sayer game? I do. At halftime, it was a lead for the Irish 31-17. Girls game, that was a halftime score. So you're caught up with the scores I have now. It's time for boys basketball. Fall City Tigers coming in here looking for win number 2 on the year. They'll be hosting the Lord Central Catholic Knights. They're 7-2, coached by Trevor Crank. The Knights are ranked number 2 in Class D1, 7-2 on the season. Tigers are set 1-8, looking to get things untracked and going here as we get past the first of the year and get going here. We'll see if the Tigers can get things going tonight here on the home floor against a very good Lord Central Catholic Knights team. Take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and we'll talk about the starting lineups on KTNC.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strike. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strike and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City. Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Wins Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Den's meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Wins Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight for the boys game. For the visitors from Lord Central Catholic Knight, Coach Trevor Crank will go with this lineup that includes Blake Miller. He is a senior. They didn't list any heights, but he's in the neighborhood of 6'2 or 6'3 for the Knights. Bo Lee is another senior starter, along with Joseph McCarney, senior. Zach Tesserick is a senior. And Will Funk, another senior. All senior starting lineup for the Lord Central Catholic Knights in this one. For Coach Don Hoag's Fall City Tigers tonight, it'll be 5'11", Bryson Buttrick, a junior. 5'11", senior, Ray's Farmer. 6'1", senior, Carson Bredemeyer. 6'3", junior, Jackson Strauss. And 6'3", junior, John Craig. You're starting five for the Tigers here tonight at home at McAteer Henderson Fieldhouse. Tigers, girls and boys, next week, they'll be spending their week on the road over at the Fairfax Invitational for the boys in that tournament next week. Get the right one here. There we go. Tiger boys, they will be playing Monday night at 8:15 against Rockport. Tigers will be the visitors. On Tuesday night, the Tigers will play East Atchison again at 8:15 in the boys' game. It's round robin action also in that tournament on the Tigers' side of the bracket. Well, those will be the three teams there. Our team, St. Joe Christian, South Holt, and Nottoway Valley, the other three teams in that tournament. If the Tigers advance, they would play out of pool play. They would go for a game on Thursday in a consolation game. Friday would be a third-place game. And the championship Saturday night at 7:30 if they play for the title. On the girls' side for the Tigers, they will be in action on Tuesday night at 7. Fall City will take on Rockport. Then the next game for the Tigers will be Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Fall City will take on East Atchison, the host team, in that tournament on Wednesday night. For the girls, the consolation game is 6 o'clock Thursday. The second or third place game would be a 6 o'clock Saturday night game, and the girls' championship Friday night at 7:30. Now also next week is the Medeckas basketball tournament, and a whole slew of teams from around the neighborhood will be playing in that one. So we'll let you know where we're at and what we're doing as we get going next week. The Knights have been introduced to the crowd on hand here. Tigers about ready to be introduced to the crowd. Tigers at home, first dressed in the white. Knights in their rude blue uniforms with big white numbers. Randy Couture would be so happy.
6-14, number 15,
Carson. The Knights got the girls win 44-40 this evening.
6-3,
junior
number
21,
Jackson.
6-3,
junior number
45,
John Craig.
We're ready to roll here. The introductions are underway. Done. And we're set to go.
Playing basketball.
Step into the center circle for the Knights will be Blake Miller. Jackson Strauss will step it in there for Fall City. Tigers go right to left towards the east bucket here in the first half. And we're set to go. Toss. And the Knights have the basketball to start the ball game. Hailing it in the backcourt, Joseph Carney. Off the floor and a bounce pass to the paint with the ball, and now driving down the lane. Shot up is no good right away by Cesarek. Rebound brought down by John Craig of the Tigers. Out top, Bryson Buckert gets the man-to-man play here by the Knights. Out to the top, Buckert around the perimeter to Farmer. Race holds on to it, back out top with the basketball. Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer inside the three-point line, backs out. He'll come back across to the middle, near midcourt to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick drives right, spins back left with the ball to Farmer. A look underneath, Strauss in the paint, fending off with his elbow, shoots off the mark, no good. Rebound to John Craig, and he puts it back up and in. Tigers take an early 2-0 lead in the boys' game here. So we come off the floor with the basketball, double post, hand off down the lane, stolen away by Strauss, 3-on-2. Strauss all the way in, all head and shoulder fake, puts it up and in. Strauss with the 2-pointer, the Tigers are up 4-0 here early on in this ball game. Now over across the way with the basketball. holding it, Will Funk. He'll go right side of the pass to Carney. Carney inside, 1 foot in the lane, kicks it back out. Funk for three. Hit the rim in the front, went up and over the backboard, out of bounds. Tiger basketball. 6:16 to go here in quarter number one. Buttrick to the front on the right side. Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer with it. Inside, high post. Strauss out on the right side. Farmer into Craig, and is tipped away by the Knights out of bounds. I believe it went off Bo Lee. So it's going to be Fall City basketball. Ball on the inbound, tipped away, out of bounds by Bo Lee. So the Tiger ball now out. Should be out on the side. I'll get somebody's popcorn. Uh-oh. I got a whole trash can and everything in it. It's right where the Tigers want to inbound. Principal Gail Dunkus on cleanup duty along with a couple of the students there. May need a broom. Hopefully no pop in there. All right. Strauss will inbound it. Bredemeyer near midcourt makes the catch. Now to Buttrick on the right sideline. Back to the top, Bredemeyer. Farmer left side, high post to Strauss. Strauss went in, lost his balance. Pass out, thrown away. The Knights have it. 3-on-2, all the way to the hole. Layup is no good by Funk, or excuse me, by Kasarik. And the rebound of the Tigers brought down by Strauss. Out to Bredemeyer for three, off the mark, no good, and a long rebound comes out the other way. And at the other end, they try to hit Miller on the run. Let him too far, and out of bounds it goes, Tiger basketball. 5:29 to go in the first, 4-0, Fall City. Bredemeyer to the front, off the left side, now to Farmer. Farmer to the free throw circle, back to Buttrick. Buttrick will work left, around the back, over it goes, Bredemeyer. Carson coming into the middle of the floor, keeps going to the right, now needs help, gets it away again to Farmer. Farmer, the bounce pass to Buttrick, trapped on the sideline, needs to get it away, he does to Strauss. Strauss dribbles between the legs, and Miller dribbles it away from him. Miller up the floor with it on the left side, looks right, moves left, hands the ball back to Will Funk. Kasarik on the right side, back to Miller. Miller on the left side, gives the ball up. Funk will drive into the paint, shoot it, miss it. Rebound grab, put back up. Oh, had to come out of there. Holy, that ball came off the backboard. It set on the rim, just stopped and set there. Inside to Craig at the other end. Partially blocked, got it back. Puts it up and in. John Craig puts the Tigers up. 6-0 with 4:17 to go in the first period. Knights nearly walked with it. Now out on the left side to Will Funk. Back to Miller. Down the lane he goes. Up, short, no good, but a whistle and a foul. We'll put him on the free throw line, it would appear. Here comes the official. Tiger foul will go on Jackson Strauss. His first team foul, number one of the ball game against Fall City. Free throw on the way is up and good. Craig comes out. Kyle Eichhoff checks in for the Tigers. Say, our girls win tonight. Final in that one was 62-29 over Dylan O'Dell. Free throw, no good. The rebound grabbed up by the Knights. A pump fake got a Tiger defender in the air, and Jackson Strauss just picked up his second foul. Coming down on the back of a Knight. So Strauss has two. Craig right back in for Fall City. 1-for-2 in the line. Lob the ball in. Miller catches the free throw line off to Funk. Funk on the left side with it to Carney. Carney inside, drives off the glass. No, another John Craig rebound. He's got four rebounds and 4 points already. Bounce pass into Eichhoff, back out to Farmer. Swinging around the perimeter, left side, Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer holds it, looks, gives the ball, tried to go to Craig, and a reach-in foul called on Funk. That'll be his first and the first foul on the Knights in this ball game. Tigers have committed two so far. Inbounding will be Bredemeyer for the Tigers from the baseline. Craig steps out, makes the catch, off to Buttrick. Buttrick, Bredemeyer on the right elbow. Back to the top to Farmer, around to the left side to Buttrick again. Down low, Eichhoff and Craig play down low on the block. Now it's Eichhoff, Bredemeyer, right side, Farmer, well beyond the three-point line. Holds the ball, moves back with the dribble. His pass knocked away, is stolen, and a layup at the other end. Won't go. Tip in is good. No basket. Over the back on the foul. Called on to Sarek. He tipped it in, but he gets called for the foul. First shot put up there by Bo Lee, who made the steal. He went with a nice finger roll. Ball hit the back of the rim and came back out. Farmer with it. Down to the right side to Eichhoff. Eichhoff holds. He looks for a cutter down the lane. It's Buttrick out to Bredemeyer for three, and he got it to go. Left side of the circle. Three-pointer for Bredemeyer. The Tigers lead now 9-1. 9-1 Fall City at the 2:38 mark of this first quarter. Funk on the left side. Gives the ball back out to the top to Carney. Carney to Funk over the left side. Backing down and now kicking it out to the left side with the ball. Carney drive to the paint. Out to Funk for three on the right wing. No. Ball tipped out of there by Tesarek, but it goes to Bredemeyer. Cross court. Farmer across to Craig. Nothing good. Craig with three hoops. The assist to Farmer. And the Tigers lead it 11-1 with 2:09 to go in the first. Back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
11-1, Fall City with the lead here in the first quarter. 2:09 left. Tigers again playing over at the Fairfax Invitational next week. That is the, I've lost track, the 90th annual Fairfax tournament next week. 90 years that thing's been going. You know, that's been going longer than Randy Gatula's been doing ballgames. 90 years, wow. Medeckis is right up in that neighborhood, too. Here we go to the front court with the basketball now. The Knights drive the hole, and they miss it. Rebound. Oh, and a bad mistake by the Knights. Farmer and Craig fought for the rebound. Couldn't either one of them get a hold of it. The Knights tried to save it in. And it ends up stepping on the line, they do. Tiger ball. Eichhoff to the front to Bredemeyer. Coming across in the one-on-one man-to-man defense and a foul by the Tigers. Bryson Buttrick stuck his hip out trying to set a pick. Can't do that. Stand your ground and let the ball handler get close enough to you. You can't stick body parts out. The Knights go to the front with it down to the right corner now in the hands of Carney. Carney picked up man-to-man by the Tigers. Hands the ball back to Bo Lee. Knocked loose. Miller has it. He'll drive to the hole and lay it up. And the Knights are finally on the board at the 122 mark. To the front. Eichhoff with it. Buttrick Strauss on the bench with two fouls at the moment. Bounce it down to Craig. Got strong, no. Got the rebound. Got grabbed. Threw it up again, no. I caught the rebound, and he got fouled. 5 boards, 6 points for John Craig. And the early going for the Tigers. Will Funk picks up his second foul for the Knights. It's 11-3, and it will be the senior, Kyle Eichhoff, at the line to shoot two free throws here. First free throw of the game for Fall City on the way up, and got it. He'll get another one. In for the Knights comes Hayden Peckard, a senior. Have anybody on this team that's not a senior? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seniors on their 15-player lineup. Their free throw won't go, and the rebound is grabbed by Tassarik. To the front court. Miller thought about it, didn't. 12-3, Fall City with the lead. Left side to Sark in the paint, down the lane, dishes it off. Cross the lane and a layup for Bunker. He's got two, and now it's 12-5. Fall City up the floor on the right side. Bredemeyer with it. His double team throws it to Eichhoff. Back to the Craig. Quick hands with the steal is Miller. Miller to the front. Trying, thinking about taking to the hole, didn't. And a long three off the mark. No good by Carney. Rebound to John Craig again. Buttrick walking it up the floor with 15 seconds to go. Bredemeyer with the basketball for the Tigers. Cross court, Farmer. Now to Buttrick with 8 on the clock. Out on the left sideline in front of the Knights bench. Underneath to Craig, knocked away by Miller. Good anticipation. Now the Tigers will inbound from the baseline. 3.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Eichhoff, the trigger man, looks, lobs it out. Bredemeyer fires over a defender. Off the mark, no good at the buzzer. And that will end your first quarter. Fall City 12, Lord Central Catholic 5. Back in 1 minute on PDNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities. Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business. But you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Fall City leading 12-5 over the Knights, Nebraska Lord Central Catholic here after one quarter. It will be Farmer, Craig, Bredemeyer, Strauss, and Buttrick back in there for the Tigers. Strauss with two fouls for Fall City. Miller, Tassarik, Funk, Carney, and Bowley, the starting five, all around for both teams. In the corner now with it. Strauss gets it back out across. Buttrick, right side of the floor, lobs it now down to Bredemeyer, the right side. Tipped away from behind. Good play there defensively by Tassarik. Now to the right side, leave the ball back in the front court for the Knights. Miller has it. Left side, gives the ball up, and a floater in off the rim and off the glass. Bo Lee with the two-pointer, and it's now 12-7. Key for the Knights not to panic. Same thing for the Tigers. You got the lead. Just played really well the first quarter at Fall City. Farmer with it. Lobs it back. Those lob passes are dangerous against an athletic team. Craig down the middle, left side, right hand. It's up, it's down, and a foul on the Big Tiger. foul on the Knights will go on Carney. His first team foul, number four on the Knights. Craig now with eight, and he'll be at the line for the bonus. Tigers up 14-7. Free throw up and good. John Craig had himself a ball game. 15-7, Fall City. To the front court. Now on the right side with it will be Carney. Inside, now kick it. Left side wing to Funk. Thought about it, didn't take the long ball. Back out to the top, guarded, and Sarek down the lane with the layup on the right side. Up to two. Maybe we're a very unhappy Coach Don Hoag. 15-9, Bredemeyer in the corner. He gets rid of the ball. Buttrick, it is a bad pass. I don't know where he was going with that. Stolen away. Miller drives in one on two. It's up. It's good. And a foul called on the Tigers. Miller took on both defenders. Got by one. And the foul is called on Reese Farmer, who's given up a lot of size in that matchup. Miller now with five, looking for six here in the ball game. And all of a sudden, it's a 15-11 ball game. And if he makes this, it's now 15. Oh, he missed it. Rebound to John Craig for the Tigers. To the front, Farmer to Strauss. Now to Buttrick out top. Junior point guard, cross court, Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer over it goes to Buttrick. To Farmer with a hook pass to the corner. Inside Strauss, works around a defender. Layup reverse, couldn't go too strong. I think he might have had that wide open on the front side, but he went underneath for the reverse. Now to the front with it to Sarek. Driving, stops, bounce pass down low there for Lee. Lee, no, that's Carney with it. Carney now to Lee, off the glass, no. John Craig with the rebound. Eight rebounds already for John Craig, the 6'3 Tiger Jr. There's Bredemeyer for three in the corner. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Miller. So the front court, Miller comes up the court, gives it to Funk on the left wing. Back to the top with it to Carney. Drives in, lost his balance, gets the ball away to teammate Funk. And out to Sarek for three. He's wide of the mark. Rebound comes off the side of the glass right down to Buttrick. He picked up his dribble, now down to Bredemeyer. Pulls up, the 16-footer is good. Bredemeyer with five, and the lead is six again, 17-11 for Fall City. On the front to Bo Lee. Lee will look to the right to Miller. Back he goes to Carney. And out of Funk on the right side. And down the lane with the left hand to drive. No good by Lee. Rebound Farmer. He'll give it to Buttrick. Tigers coming up the floor. Miller playing the point of the defense. Coach Hoag wants a 30-second break to talk it over. Up by six, and we're back in 30 seconds on TPNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes, 32 seconds left in the first half. Tigers leading it 17-11. They're up 12-5 after the first quarter, at the end of the first quarter. Into the game for the Tigers again, Kyle Eichhoff. He'll come in there for John Craig. John, 9 points and eight rebounds so far. And now we have an offensive foul call, and that's going to be number three on Jackson Strauss. He's going to go back to the bench. That's what happened the first. I tried to get John Craig out of there to get a breather in that first quarter. And as soon as he got out, Strauss committed a foul. He had to go back in. It was his second. He sat there for about, probably in real time, about 2 minutes, but about 10 seconds off the clock in play time. Inside the ball goes, and back out to Miller for three from the top. It's on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed up underneath. We got a foul on the floor. Reach on the foul on the Tigers here. Foul will be on Eichhoff. Kyle picks up his first. 1-1 the rest of the way, and the next foul for the Knights. They look, and they bounce pass into Funk off the glass. No. Rebound to Eichhoff for the Tigers. To Buttrick. Buttrick cross court with a long pass. Craig to the free throw line. Back out top. Farmer back to Buttrick. Against the zone. There's that tall lob pass cross court. They do it again. Back to Buttrick now. From Bredemeyer, now down in the corner to Farmer against the zone. Clock winding down, 3:30 to go, and the Tigers threw it away. Buttrick got caught in the corner, and he threw a rifle shot off of a Knight's hand and then off of Buttrick's hand out of bounds. Right, here come the Knights to the front court into Foley from the Tiger bench. Tigers have Joe Bertiska into the ball game. He came in during that timeout. And now to Miller out top. Miller looking, holding. Cross court, Funk. Fake the three, didn't take it, it was open. Now to the left side, and we get a whistle. Foul on the Tigers, and that's going to go on Bredemeyer? Yeah. 15. Carson Bredemeyer is first, and it's 1-1 time for the Knights. Tesarek at the line, first time. He has 2 points. Race Farmer back in for the Tigers. He'll come in for Bertiska. Now we're ready to go with the line. Zach Tesarek, senior, 1-1. Sets himself up. Got it. He'll get another one here. It's 17-12 with that one. Second one coming here. Craig on the inside position with Tigers, with Eichhoff, and no need. He made them both. And it's 17-13. Buttrick in the backcourt, picked up by Miller in the back. And now over to Bredemeyer on the right side to Buttrick. Bounce past the high post to Craig. Back to Buttrick. Buttrick around a defender. Kicks the ball from the paint. Back out to Farmer for three. No good. Buttrick kept it alive. It's grabbed by Hayden Becker. He'll pass it off and get it right back and come to the front court. Becker down in the right corner. Funk with it. Back out to Miller. Guarded there by Eichhoff. Left side of the basketball, now to the left side of the floor and back to the top, down the lane, and short on the shot, no good by Tesarek. Held ball will stay with the Knights on the rebound tie-up. Out of the game comes Becker. Back into the contest is Bo Lee. Everybody on the corner of the lane here for the Knights. They lob it in. Miller, the catch to Funk at the free throw line. Gives the ball up to Carney. Carney back and in. He threw the ball to where Miller was at. Miller had made a cut for the baseline. And the ball ends up in the stands here with the Knights girls team is watching the game after their victory tonight here over the Tigers, 44-40. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go to halftime here. The Tigers up by 4 against the Knights. And Farmer's pass. There that tried that lob pass over the top. Miller came and batted right back at Farmer off his hands out of bounds at the scorer's table. Miller will give the ball to Lee. 4-point ball game with a minute 55 to go. Dribbling and driving Carney all the way down. But he palms the basketball, and it will be Tiger ball. Tigers need help. Eichhoff will get it in to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer stopped, reversed in the backcourt. Tigers need to get this across, and timeout falls through. They weren't going to make it. Coach Hogue takes the timeout. Tigers up 4. We're back at 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Minute 42 to go here with the first half. Coming to an end here. Tigers up by 4. Coach O took the timeout for save the possession, which worked out well for Falls City that time. Now we break huddle. Craig, Farmer, Bredemeyer, Buttrick, and also in their icon for the Tigers. All right, here we go. Cross-court pass to Buttrick, steps to the front, lob to the corner, now lob back out top to Bredemeyer, come to the left side of the floor. Buttrick and Bredemeyer play catch. Back to Buttrick on the left side, into Craig, frees the line, heads down the lane, up and over the top, good. 11 for John Craig, 6 in the first, 5 in the second, to go along with 8 rebounds here in the first half. To the front court come the Knights, down by 6, 19-13. Take the ball, drive it in, back in to Sarek. He'll kick it back out top to Lee. He missed it. Now over to Miller for 3 around the rim. Won't go, and John Craig grabs up another board between two Knights. Coach Don Oates says, boys, let's get one shot here. Run that clock, 50 seconds off of it. It's not going to be easy against this defense. Miller out trapping. He kicks the pass to the backcourt. Tigers will inbound over here in front of the scorer's table, right in front of us. Farmer will inbound. Backcourt, Buttrick, back to Farmer in the front. Miller leaped up in the air. The Tigers throw the pass over the top of him. He can jump. He's probably 6'2 or 6'3. He's going to walk on a Nebraska as a defensive back. It looks like he would all the have the physical skills to do it, certainly. Now, Bredemeyer back, 21 seconds on the clock. Bredemeyer, 3 ball, corner pocket, got it. Bredemeyer with 8. Coach said one shot, didn't say when, I guess. 9 seconds to the front court, a 9-point Tiger lead. Now, Miller drilling around the defense, leads the ball back, and a long triple at the buzzer. No good for Joseph Carney at halftime. Ball City Tigers lead the Lord Central Catholic Knights 22-13 at the half. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back on KTNC.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers, El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Pardon Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, Route 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. It's halftime in our boys' game. And the Falls City Tigers are leading the Lord Central Catholic Knights 22-13. For the Knights in the first half, they are led by Blake Miller, who has 5 points, a couple of field goals, and 1 for 3 at the free throw line. Hayden Bacard has 2 for Bo Lee, and 4 for Zach Tesarek in the first half for the Knights. The Knights in the first half are 3 out of 5 at the free throw line. For the Falls City Tigers in the first half, John Craig, the 6'3 junior, he's having a big game, 11 points and 9 rebounds in the first half for John Craig tonight. 8 points the first half for Carson Bredemeyer. He's made a couple of triples and a deuce, and that leaves one more point in the ball game. Kyle Eichhoff has 1 for 2 at the line, and Jackson Strauss has 2, but Strauss has 3 fouls in this contest so far for the Tigers. The Knights have 2 on Will Funk, nobody else with more than 1. 22-13, Falls City leading at halftime at our boys' game tonight here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. In a hard-fought girls' game, Lord Central Catholic beat Falls City tonight 44-40, outscoring the Tigers 19-10 in the fourth quarter, hitting 13 out of 18 free throws in that fourth quarter to get the win tonight over Falls City. Maddie Jones had 14 for the Tigers to lead the way, and it was 23 for Aspen Meyer to lead the way for the Knights in the contest. So that's where we're at here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, 22-13. The Tiger boys with the lead over the Lord Central Catholic Knights. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check into the weather forecast for the weekend, hear from some more of our sponsors, and be back with second half action on KTNC.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-5510. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We will see warming temperatures as we go into early this weekend, but as we go into Sunday, we will see a drop in temperature for both Sunday and Monday. However, this drop in temperature actually returns us to more seasonal highs. We do start to warm back up going into Tuesday due to a strong ridge of high pressure that will be passing through the area following that low pressure system. We'll be above average with highs anywhere in the 40s and 50s. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly clear skies, the low in the upper teens. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. And Sunday, sunny with a high in the mid-30s. For early next week, Monday, sunny and with a high in the upper 30s. And we do continue to warm up going into Tuesday with sunny skies and a high at almost 50 degrees. And Wednesday, we'll see sunny skies and a high actually in the low 50s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently 20.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Magnier Henderson Fieldhouse. Reminder coming up tomorrow is the Steve Burton Classic from St. Joseph Bishop LeBlanc High School. We'll tip it off at noon when the Nebraska City Pioneers take on the Mound City Panthers tomorrow. Noon tip-off there. Mound City is undefeated on the year. And tonight they're playing DeKalb, and they lead DeKalb at halftime 44-12. The Panthers rolling along tonight. They'll be probably undefeated tomorrow. Then, after two more games not on the air, 4:30, we have the Sagard Irish taking on the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles tomorrow evening. Actually, we've already been scheduled for 4:30. So, if they're on time, we'll be in great shape. Noon and 4:30 tomorrow for those two ball games. Invite you to join us for that. Chiefs are on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow. So if you're a Mound City fan, tell them about KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. And, of course, all our games on the World Wide Web at mncsports.net. So Strauss with the ball out top. And pressuring man-to-man defense. Very aggressive defense here for the Knights to start this third quarter. Going to try to make the Tigers handle the ball. Inside, it is a little turnaround jump hook by Strauss. It won't go. Craig, the rebound, can't get it to go. And then we've got a technical. Really? On John Craig? Let's see. We got a hold foul. On blue 24, a foul, Joseph Kearney. Then we get a technical on John Craig. That's his first. He got his 10th rebound of the night on that. Coach Hogue getting an explanation from referee Carter Montgomery. And he seems to be in pretty much total agreement. So at the free throw line, the Knights for the free throw and the technical up. No good. Shoot a technical is Zach Kasarik. He was 2-for-2 on the night. Now he's 2-for-3. So a little fireworks, 29 seconds into our second half here. Second one coming. Up and good. So the Knights get the ball. Look, I thought there was going to be a tie-up down there. And then it turned into an aggressive wrestling match for the basketball. Apparently John Craig didn't like the way something went down. A strip underneath, and the ball goes to Miller, and Blake Miller gets the bucket, and it's now 22-16. Here's a pass over the top to Bredemeyer on the right side in front of his bench. Tigers going left to right this second half. Bredemeyer out top again to Strauss. Oh, he got fouled, no whistle. Down the lane, he goes left. It's short, rebound to the Knights. Up before the Knights go, that's Bo Lee with it. Now he stops the dribble, passes off. Dribble drive baseline up the glass. No. Miller to Eichhoff, and a foul on the Knights. Over the back, foul going to be called on the Knights on Bo Lee, his first. Team foul number 2 of the half on the Knights. In the backcourt, Buttrick up the floor, stripped the ball, but it rolled to Bredemeyer. Tigers caught a break. Eichhoff to Bredemeyer, three ball, left side, and he buries it. 11 for Bredemeyer. When he heats up, he can fill it up in a hurry. 25-16, the Tigers up by 9. Here we go to the front. The Knights for the answer on the rim. No rebound grab by Strauss. Shot put up there. I believe that was to Sarek. And now we come to Strauss in the front court with the basketball. To Farmer. Back to Strauss over the left side. Eichhoff and in the corner. Buttrick with it. Looking for help. All the way out top near midcourt. Bredemeyer. He'll dribble right with the basketball. Fends off with his left arm into the trouble. Back out to Buttrick at the 5:50 mark of the third quarter. Farmer on the left side holds the ball. He'll dribble it down and hand it to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer picked up his dribble, needs help, cross court, Eichhoff. Eichhoff down the lane, Farmer gives it up to Strauss, and a blocking foul called on the Knights. Getting up off the deck with the foul will be to Sarek. His second, team foul number 3. So Tiger ball on the baseline again. Halftime, Sager boys leading Dylan O'Dell 43-8. Oh my, 43-8. Here's a drive, and that's foul number 4 on Strauss. He went down the boulevard into and through the defender. Strauss picks up his 4th at the 5:30 mark of this third quarter. John Craig back off the bench and in for the Tigers now. Tigers up by 9. Left side to Sarek with it. Miller posted up on the left side. Wow! Eichhoff pushing him out of there. That should have been a foul on Eichhoff. Rebound comes down loose. It's going to end up in the hands of John Craig. And up the floor with the basketball, Buttrick. Back out to John Craig. He's not in the spot. He really wants to be there. Over to Buttrick. Almost to Coach Hogue for the Tigers. Now to Eichhoff. Top of the key between the circles. Ball knocked loose by Miller. Gives it to Farmer. Down to Buttrick in the right corner. Holds there. Back out to the top. Bredemeyer. Into John Craig. In the paint. Double team. Triple team. Puts his head down. And a reach in foul. Going to be called on the Knights on Carney. His third. Team foul number 4 of the half on the Knights. Aiden Beckard comes into the ball game, another senior for the Knights. He'll check in there for Carney. Sits down with 4 fouls. Kyle Eichhoff will inbound for Fall City. Eichhoff looking, still looking, and his inbound pass is stolen away, and then a foul by the Tigers. Beckard made the steal, and the Tigers aggravated the mistake by a foul on Eichhoff, his second. Saw that several times by the Tiger girls tonight. turn it over and commit a foul right away out of frustration trying to get it back. Miller to the front, dribble drive down, a lot of contact, and around the rim, and in for Bo Lee. He's got four, 25-18, the lead is seven. Right side with it, Bredemeyer working to get a defender. Top of the key off the right side to Farmer. Farmer, who's back to the middle with the pass to Budrick, and now to the left side. Bredemeyer, trip ball on the rim, no. Rebound grabbed up by Lee. Lee up the front, free throw line, out to Miller, three ball, left corner, way strong. Rebound grabbed up, weak side by Tesarek. The Knights will reset the offense. Left side, Becker holds it. Back to the top, Tesarek, around to the perimeter, bump, fake to three. Now holds it, goes across the lane the other way to Becker in the paint. Back out to the top. Reed for three. Or Lee, no good. And a foul on John Craig on the rebound as he got into Miller there. John Craig picks up his second foul. Team foul number 3.5 on the Tigers. I'm going to call it a shooting foul, a tip-in attempt. Miller at the line, free throw up, and free throw good. That gives him 8 points in the ball game. It's 25-19. Tigers by six now. Miller ready again. Second free throw up and good. They'll get them both. 25-20. The lead to the Tigers yet here. To the front court, Bredemeyer with it. Driving, leaves the ball off. Into the game for the Tigers here. During the timeout was Elijah Hernandez. Hernandez in the corner, guarded there by Miller. Tough matchup. He come in off the bench for the first time in the ballgame. Hernandez with it. Back to the top to Farmer, around the perimeter, and a three ball up too strong by Bredemeyer. And the Knights rebound it, coming down to the front. Bump. Left side of the floor to Bo Lee. Back inside to Sark, gets around his man. Right side, will fly through, up and good. Now with seven. Tigers leading 25-22, back in 30 seconds on TPNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We return here to Magner Henderson Fieldhouse after the Tiger timeout. Tigers took their third timeout of the ballgame. Say Hartley and Dillardell at halftime 43-8 tonight. The Irish looking, I believe, for their 10th win of the season now. In the backcourt, Bredemeyer to Buttrick. Front court to Bredemeyer, the senior. Guarded man to man. He'll come over to the right side to Elijah Hernandez. Inside to John Craig. Heads to the bucket and fouled again. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice foul on Tesarek, his third. Team foul number 5 on the Knights. Craig at the line, 1-for-1 on the night. Had 11 points all in the first half so far. Free throw up and short, no good. He'll get another one here. The Knights bring in Caleb Howard, another senior. He'll come in for Tesarek for the final moment of this third quarter perhaps. Eichhoff coming in for the Tigers. The free throw is good. Tigers up 4. John Craig will get a quick breather. 26-22, Fall City. Strauss on the bench with four fouls. Miller picks up the ball, comes forward with the dribble. Left side there for Bo Lee. Mishandled it, got it back. Now Miller between the circles, left side for Beckard. Beckard holding a look and cross court now to Howard. Howard to Miller, back to Howard, and now to the left side wing and back to the top to Beckard. Tigers zoned up here, and we've got a timeout called by the Knights with a minute 59 to go. In the third, back to 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1:59 left in the third quarter. Tigers with the lead by four. Nice basketball here. In the front court, bring it in to Miller. Tigers in a 2-1-2 zone. John Craig patrolling that middle. Miller, right side, left side with shot, Lee, three ball, no. Rebound, Craig, knocked away, and the Knights end up with it. Tigers rebounded, then turn it over. Strip steal by the Knights. Inside to Lee, back out to the top, Beckard. Miller will reset it between the circles. He'll come off to Lee again. The left corner, three ball way too strong by Beckard. Saved in somehow by Howard. And now to Miller. And Miller airmails it too high, out of bounds, intended over there for Bo Lee. Ends up in the Tiger student section. The minute 17 to go in the third. All right, Kyle Eichhoff will inbound it for the Tigers. Farmer to Buttrick, back to Farmer in the front court. Down it goes, Eichhoff on the right side. Man-to-man defense here by the Knights. And the ball is tipped out of bounds off the referee. It stays with the Tigers this time. Eichhoff the trigger right in front of his bench. Looking, bounce pass into Buttrick. Buttrick in the corner, now gets it over. Bredemeyer down to the left side wing beyond the three-point line. Eichhoff to the top. Bredemeyer, right side, Farmer. Eichhoff working sideline to sideline along that baseline now into Craig. Back and in against three men. Got it. He turns around to the right side and puts it up and in. 14 for John Craig, 28-22, Fall City. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Left side, dribble drive, and a kick to the corner. And a pass tipped by Farmer. Recovered by the Knights with 18 seconds to go. They'll reset their offense, and they throw it wide of the mark, intended for Lee. Out of bounds, into the bench, or into the stands over there on the south side. Tiger ball with 14 seconds to go. Let's see if they can get another one here. Into Farmer. Don't dally, boys. Get up the floor. Off to Bredemeyer. Seven on the clock. Looking for Craig. Can they get in the ball? They do with the bounce. The defender fell down. Craig trips over him. And that's going to leave 0.2 seconds left in the quarter. Craig had an awfully good chance of scoring there. With one defender, Coach Trevor Crank asking for an explanation. They called the foul on Funk, I believe. So, Will Funk called for the foul, his third. He is pleading his case right now to the official. Hogenfeld ready to inbound. The Tigers won't have time to do much. They lost for Craig, and that was a quick 2 tenths. After three, Fall City 28, Florida Central Catholic 22. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Magnier Henderson Fieldhouse. Tigers lead 28-22. Headed into this fourth period here in the girls game. After three quarters, Ball City led 30-25 and lost by four. So hopefully fortunes will turn here for the Tigers. The boys can hang on and win here. 8 minutes up on the clock, and we're ready to go. It's Knights basketball. Tigers are 6-for-9 at the line. The Knights 3 out of 5 in the first three quarters. The Knights came out very aggressive man-to-man defense that third quarter. Held the Tigers down to just 6 points. Here's the Knights with a left wing beyond the mark. Take it inside. And a quick 2 points for Bo Lee. He's got 6 now. 28-24, Fall City. Butrick to the front. Miller went for the steal, came up empty. And another pass tipped, and this time a steal is made. And the Tigers chase him down, and a foul on Butrick. And to the free throw line is probably going to be Joe Kearney. Butrick with a foul, his second. Knights cranking it up on the defensive end here. Kearney will shoot two. Kearney, senior, playing with 3 fouls. Free throw up. In and out. No good. Well, he'll get one more here. Cut it to 3. Second free throw coming. Short. Hit the outside of the net and went out of bounds. See some scouts up in the crowd for some other teams here watching tonight. Can't tell from where they're from by looking at it. Don't know who they're watching for sure. Patrick double teamed in the backcourt. And it's going to be Tiger ball, according to referee coach Trevor Crank, wanting traveling. The Knight fans want anything to get their team the ball. Bring it in to Farmer and a pass back to Eichhoff. And now to Patrick. Full court, man-to-man pressure. Tiger's got to get it across. Eichhoff needs to throw it. Coach Hogue called the timeout. That's his fourth timeout. Saving the possession here. Tigers got to get him across quicker. Timeout back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Falls City High School, Rockport boys beat East Ashton tonight, 55-44. I messed up putting the boys and girls scores on the wrong side here. That's okay. I'll figure it out later. Anyway, Rockport boys get a win tonight. Clover East Action. Congratulations to them. Girls game, East Action won that one 62-22 over East Action tonight. And we're back to live action. Tiger ball near midcourt in the backcourt. Bring it in to Buttrick. He's going to be guarded full court there by Carney. Up the floor and a reach in foul on Carney, his fourth. And the Knight fans are becoming very unhappy and impatient with the officials. Buttrick fouled. It's 1-1 for the Tigers now. Buttrick has not scored in the ballgame, has not been to the line. Well, played a minute of this fourth quarter. Boy, there's been a lot of action in it. Buttrick needs to knock down a couple here for the Tigers. It's up. It's good. That makes it a five-point lead for Fall City. 29-24. 7:01 to go in the ballgame. Second one up and off the back. No good. Rebound to the Knights. Scrambled for it, but the Knights end up with it. To the front court on the right side, it's going to be Bo Lee to Miller. Look for Miller to try to maybe take things over here, but he really hasn't done that, although he does lead with 9 points in the ballgame for the Knights. Knights hold it. Miller, right side of the baseline to Funk on the right side of the floor. Beckert out top, cross court to Lee. Free throw line, dribbles back and forth. Now out in the corner to Sarek for three. No. Miller up high for the rebound. He is the tallest player and the best jumper on the floor. Goes between two defenders and puts it up and in. That's kind of what you expect out of him. 29-26. Here's the pressure again. Now over to Farmer on the sideline. Dribbles past the defender. Pulls up at the three-point line. High post to John Craig at the free throw line. Drops it off to Buttrick. Down to the right block. Up and good with the right hand. Buttrick makes it a five-point lead again. 31-26 at 5:53 to go. Left side. Bounce pass. Kicked by Tigers by Eichhoff. He has done a great job tonight for the Tigers. Here comes Jackson Strauss back in. With his four fouls, he has hardly played in this ballgame. The Tigers had just 2 points back in the first quarter. See how long he can here. They'll have to be careful, but you can't be too careful. You're not effective. Ball comes into Funk, out top to Sark. Off the baseline, it goes to Beckard. And now back to Lee. Left side, Miller. Fake the long one. Back to the top. Beckard on the right side to Sark. Sark, Funk on the right baseline, dribbles, moving toward the top, back to Miller, drives in the paint, leaves the ball back for Lee, he's down the lane with the left hand up, good, and a whistle and a foul. Lee will get the two-pointer, and the foul will be on Race Farmer. Lee with the bucket has 8, he'll make his first trip to the line tonight, team foul number 5, make it 6 on the Tigers here. Free throw up, and it's a two-point ball game. 31-29. Here we go. 5:19 to play. Tigers have not had anything this quarter out of Bredemeyer. He scored 1 3-pointer in the third quarter. Craig, free throw line. Hold it. Turns towards the basket. Dribbles. Back and in. They can't stop him. Up all the way down. Left side. Good. 16 for Big John Craig, and the Tigers are up 33-29. 4:57 to go. Miller all the way to the hole. Up, won't go. Rebound tipped, saved, and no. On the line, out of bounds, Tiger basketball. Good effort by Bo Lee. Just couldn't hang on to it. With the basketball. It's going to be Bredemeyer to Strauss in the right corner. He'll dribble up and give it to Bredemeyer. They're not giving him any space to shoot. With it, Buttrick backed up. Bredemeyer had a little opening, now backs up. Between two defenders, the ball is off of Miller, out of bounds. Oh, All right, Strauss will inbound the ball to Buttrick. Reach in, knocks it out of bounds. Coach Andy Armbrus, the Tiger girls coach. Good hands. Kept it from rolling out the door. Now Strauss into Bredemeyer. Back out. 4:22 to go. Buttrick with it. In the midcourt circle. Stops. Gave up his dribble. He needs help. He gets to John Craig in the free throw circle. Miller attacks him. He can't get it away from him. Now back out to Buttrick. Buttrick to Bredemeyer. Looking to Craig. Made the catch of the free throw line. Looks underneath. Oh, and Buttrick tripped as he made his cut to the basket and hit the floor. That was too bad. He would have made very possibly had a layup there, but he just lost his footing and went down. 4 minutes to go. The Tigers up by four. Miller to the front. They'll know they were in a fight when this one was over, no matter the outcome. Funk between the circles, left side on the wing. Becker out to Miller. Fake three, drives over to Funk on the left side. Moving in. Stops, goes to the top to Funk again. And now Miller. Left side with it to Lee. Lee to Becker, 3:29 to go. They've taken 30 seconds off the clock here. Lee looking to the paint, dribbles, spins in, gives it back out to Miller at the 3:20 mark. Left side to Sarek with it, holding it to the top of the mid, now in the free throw line, driving in, double teamed. Oh, and a blocking foul on the Tigers. Ball went in, it was before the shot. Foul on the Tigers, John Craig. His third, team foul number 7. Both teams in the 1-1 the rest of the ball game. This will be 1-1 for Lee, who is 1-4-1 at the free throw line. 33-29 Falls City. We've been there since the 4:57 mark. So here we go. At the line, Lee ready, fires, got it. He'll get another one now. 33-30, Falls City. Second free throw coming here. Becker back out of the ball game. Back into Joe Carney with a 4 foul. In and out, no good. Rebound to Strauss. Strauss to Buttrick in the backcourt. Comes up. Two defenders with him. Now gets away to Bredemeyer. Back over to Buttrick. Buttrick cuts off. Gets the ball back to Bredemeyer near midcourt. Back to Reese Farmer, high post with it. Craig gives it to Bredemeyer. Three ball straight out in front. Got it! Three-pointer for Bredemeyer. He's got 14. That's his fourth triple of the night. Tigers up 6 with 2:35 to go. Out top, three-pointer to Sarek on the rim. No. Tip in by Miller from the right side is good. Miller is just a terrific athlete. So it's now 36-32. Ahead to Buttrick. Up the floor by himself. Bredemeyer for three again. Got it! Buried it! He was even farther out that time. 4 feet behind the line. Back-to-back for Bredemeyer. Tigers up by 7 with 2:07 to go in the ballgame. Timeout Knights. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Tigers up, 2:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Score is 39-32. All right. It will be Knights basketball at midcourt. Craig, Strauss, Bredemeyer, Buttrick, and Farmer for the Tigers. Both teams in the bonus, 17 fouls each. Out of the corner to Sark. Thought about a three, didn't. Dribbled in. Now open in the lane. Lee, turnaround, up, in and out, won't go. Funk had the rebound, and I think he got fouled by Buttrick over the back. Yep. Bryson picks up his third. That's going to be 1-1. At the line will be Will Funk. He has not scored in the ballgame. Shooting 1-1. So Funk ready. High as the basket. Let's her fly. It's up. It's on the back iron. Won't go. And the rebound to Strauss. Fouled by Miller. Miller reached in, slapping at it. Got some arm or some hand or something. His first foul. And to the line goes Jackson Strauss. Strauss to shoot 1-1. He has not been to the line tonight. Had 2 points in the first quarter. He had been saddled with foul trouble the entire game. Free throw off. No good. He is the Tigers' leading scorer on the season. Minute 45 left. All the way to the hole. It's up. And it's an offensive foul. Buttrick got position for the official. Offensive foul on Foley. His second. Team foul number 9. No free throws this time. That's an offensive foul. Bring it in to Farmer. Double team steal by Miller. Hands it off underneath. Two-pointer up and good by Carney. His first two of the night. 39-34, 1:32 left. Same spot. Double team now to Buttrick. And a push foul. On who? Foul on 24. Joe Carney just fouled out. His fifth foul of the ballgame. He fouls out. He just got that bucket. Fouls out with a minute 28 to go. 1:28 left at the line. Buttrick for the Tigers. 1-for-2 in the ballgame at the line. Has 3 points all here in the fourth. Free throw up and good. Knocking them down to the count for the Tigers. 40-34. The lead is 6. Minute 28 to go. Second one. Up, off, no good. Rebound to Funk. A two-possession game. To the front, Lee. Dishes the ball to Funk. Back to Miller. In the corner to Becker. Becker to Miller for three. Wade strong, no good. Saved in by the Knights. It comes down in the hand of Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer ends up with a basketball. They say that, man, the toss in was out of bounds before he threw it back in. So 1:14 to go. Bounce pass in. Strauss ahead to Becker. He stopped, couldn't keep going, and a quick foul by Becker. His first, team foul number 10. So a pair of free throws now for Bryson Becker. Tigers will shoot two every time now when the foul's on the Knights. Buttrick ready with a minute 11 to go. Free throw up and got it. 41-34. That makes it a three-possession game. And he made them both. 42-34. The Tigers lead. Quickly the other way. Becker for three. Missed it badly. Rebound brought down by Bredemeyer to Buttrick. Did he walk with it? Yep, he did. Trying to get loose in the backcourt. Drug his pivot foot. So a minute to go. 1 minute exactly. The Tigers up 42-34. Beckert inbounding underneath his own basket. Everybody in the corner of the lane for the Knights. Looking. Out top, it goes to Lee. Lee to the top to Miller for three. Too strong. Rebound to Funk. Funk back and in. Forces his way in. Knew it won't go. Strauss got the rebound. Got knocked down. Gives it to Buttrick, and he will be fouled. And will go to the line to shoot two more free throws. The foul on the Knights. 52, Will Funk picks up his fourth. And now Buttrick will shoot two more down at the other end. Tigers up 8. He could make it a 4-possession game here if he knocks them both down. Up. Good. Nothing but net for the Tiger Jr. 43-34, the Tigers by 9. Can make it a 10-point lead in a four-possession game. It's up, and it won't go. Funk with the rebound. 44 seconds left. Here come the Knights. Miller looking, hands the ball off with the ball. Lee moving in. Ball tipped, stolen. Brennemeyer crosses midcourt, turns around, doesn't go to the hoop. Letting the clock run. Brennemeyer with it again. Now it's playing hot potato. Keep it away. And Buttrick is whistled to the ground. And Tesarek said, I didn't mean that. Tiger fans are all over the referee wanting an intentional foul and a technical foul and everything else. The young man tripped into Buttrick. So Tesarek picks up his fourth foul, and he got up and apologized immediately. Said, I didn't mean that, and I don't think he did. So two more free throws for Buttrick here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is his 9th and 10th free throw this quarter. He makes that one, and the lead is 10 for Fall City with just 24 seconds to go. Fall City is going to win this thing, their second victory of the year. Up, and it rolls off no good. He 1, 2, 3, 4, plays 5 for 10. Miller for 3, short, no good. Rebound caroms out to Funk, no good. Rebound to Strauss, fouled by Miller, I believe is who they'll put it on, with 12 seconds to go. There are two Knights there, but I think Miller was the guilty party. He was. His second foul, and to the line goes Jackson Strauss. He'll shoot two this time. So here we go, Strauss, the only Tiger down on that end. Free throw for the junior on the way. Too strong, no good. He'll get another one here. Second one coming up here. Jackson ready. It's up and got it. 45-34, Fall City with the lead. 10 seconds to go. And Tesarek lost the basketball. Buttrick picks it up, and they're going to let it run out. And the Fall City Tigers come up with a win. They beat the Lord Central Catholic Knights, the number 2 team in Class D2, 45-34. That's for the Knights in the fourth quarter, 17-12. Your final, 45-34. The Tigers win it. I'll take a 2-minute timeout this time. Be back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank and Paul City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streit and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here once again to the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Falls City High School, where the Falls City Tigers have just picked up their second win of the year, 45-34 over the Lord Central Catholic Knights of Nebraska City. You can say whatever you want. Fall City is a Class C1 school. Dunn-Odell is a Class D1 school, but they're ranked number two in the state in that Class D2 division, or D1 division. And, you know, basically our athletes all around this neighborhood, you know, we cover a lot. You know, doesn't matter. A win is a win. The Tigers have been struggling, but boy, did they get a boost here tonight with a win over the Knights. The Tigers led it 12-5 after one quarter. They led 22-13 at halftime, 28-22 after three. End up outscoring the Knights 17-12 in the fourth quarter to get a 45-34 victory over the Knights this evening. For the Knights, they are now 7-3 on the year. They are led in the ball game by Blake Miller with 13 points. Bo Lee had 10. 7 for Zach Tesarek. 2 points each for Hayden Becker and Joe Carney for the Knights' total of 34 points in this ball game. For the Tigers tonight, they are led in the ball game by Carson Bredemeyer. He had 17 points in the ball game tonight, including 5 three-pointers, and that two-pointer he was really important as well. 16 for John Craig, the big man in the middle line. He had 16 points, and I had him for a dozen rebounds in the game tonight for the Tigers. 16 points, 12 rebounds for John Craig. For the Fall City Tigers, Bryson Buttrick, 7 points, all in the fourth quarter. He went 5 for 10 at the free throw line and got a field goal. All 7 points in the fourth quarter, but the Tigers needed every one of them in this game. 3 for Jackson Strauss. He set a lot tonight with foul trouble. And 1 point for Kyle Eichhoff tonight for the Tiger total in this game of 45. 45-34, your final score in our boys game tonight. The Tigers now 2-8. The Knights are 7-3. In the girls game tonight, the Tiger girls lost a heartbreaker to the Knights. 44-40 was the final score in that one. The Tigers led 30-25 going into the final stanza tonight, but the Knights outscored a 19 in the fourth quarter, including 13 of 18 at the free throw line in that fourth period for the win. Tigers led by Maddie Jones with 14 tonight, 9 for McKinley Schull for the Tigers tonight, 6 more for Chase Nolte. Aspen Meyer had 23 points to lead the way for the Lord Central Catholic Knights in our girls game tonight. So a tough one there for the Tiger girls. They're now 6-5 on the year. The Knights are 7-4. But it's a good night for the Tiger boys. They'll go home happy and sleep well tonight and go to that tournament over at Fairfax next week. Coming up tomorrow here on KTNC, we've got a noon tip time at St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc High School tomorrow afternoon. 12 o'clock, the Mound City Panthers take on the Nebraska City Pioneers. That is the first game of this year's Burton Classic tomorrow. Then there's two games that at 1:30 and 3. Then at 4:30, they're scheduled for the Fall City Sacred Irish to take on the host Bishop LeBlanc Eagles tomorrow night. That game scheduled tomorrow afternoon. That game scheduled for 4:30 tip time tomorrow afternoon at St. Joe LeBlanc. I invite you, if you can't make it down, to join us for the action tomorrow afternoon on KTNC. So that's going to wrap it up here tonight at McIntyre-Henderson Fieldhouse. The Tigers get the win, their second of the year, in the boys' game, and the Tiger girls fall by 4. Now, let's see. I may have to be able to get one more thing done here tonight. If I can get Coach Hogue's attention, I may have him come over here. Here he comes. I got his attention. We're going to visit with him because this is a pretty neat deal going tonight for the Tigers. We'll ask Coach to come over and join us here for a bit. I'll give him that. I've got my microphone cord all tied up. Coach, congratulations. What a win.
We needed that.
That's what I was going to say next. You needed that win.
Kids just competed their butts off tonight. And, you know, they're a good team. I know they're ranked in Class D1. And they had a great player with the Miller kid and a lot of pieces around him that make him really a really solid basketball team. And So we mix it up defensively a little bit, off and on, play some man, play some zone, even zone, odd zone. So hopefully that helps a little bit.
You know, and I talked about a little bit here on the post game. In our neighborhood, it doesn't matter if a school is C1 or B or D1 or D2. When we're playing each other, it's all pretty even with the kids. They know each other well, and they play the other sports, and that was just, as you said, that's a win you needed. John Craig, I had him for 16 and 12.
Well, he's a big man in that area.
He is.
And, you know, he really took it upon himself. There wasn't anything that I said to him or anything, but, you know, he was going to go to the hoop, and he did a good job. And then later in the game, we had him into the high post, just, you know, being that extra screener slash passer and let our quicker guards cut to the hoop and try to get some easy baskets. So, yeah, he played a great game tonight.
Carson Bredemeyer hit 5 triples tonight, 5 out of 10 from long distance, 17 points.
And the last two were huge.
Oh, were they?
Huge. I mean, I think it was a 3-point game at the time. When he hits one, we go down and get a stop. And they might have hit a free throw. We come down, we hit another one. So that was just huge and momentum. You know, and I teased Bryce in the locker room that, you know, when you go shoot a one-on-one, that you can go ahead and make both of them. You just don't have to go and only make one of them.
Oh, really? That's a new Tiger rule. Okay, well, he had 7 points all in the fourth quarter, as you said. You knock him down, and especially if you get that first, which just kind of kills the momentum of the other team.
It does. It does, especially when you know they're going to be fouling you and trying to get the ball back. And so, but just super proud of these kids. And, you know, we're give them a couple days off, and we'll get ready to head over to Fairfax next week, and hopefully we can battle like we did tonight over there.
I can tell you tonight that Rockport beat East Atchison boys 55-44. I guess that doesn't surprise me. That's both 2-year opponents over there next week, probably.
It is. You know, if we play like this, you know, we can compete over there with those teams. And, you know, and that's what I told them in the locker room. I said, you know, what you showcased tonight is what we've been waiting for. And now we just got to keep this train on the tracks and head in the right direction.
Well, I know it's been a tough season up to this point. Congratulations. Great win tonight for the Tigers.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, John.
All right, Coach. Thank you for coming out to visit with us. Appreciate it. And that is going to wrap it up for our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom. I'm John Nixon saying good night for tonight. I'll talk to you tomorrow from St. Joe LeVon.